adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Mamalo.
The Cisco Kid. Another exciting adventure of the Cisco Kid. Roaming the great open reaches of the southwest frontier, in the days when every man was a law unto himself, was an outlaw who came to be known and feared as the Poet. Few men had seen this desperado, but his infamous deeds were becoming a legend, whispered and magnified to strike fear into hearts on remote ranches and in scattered towns. Sometimes his warnings were received before he struck. Sometimes, after the crime had been committed. But either way, the Poet left his calling card, a sinister reminder in doggerel verse.
Nice town you have here.
Yep, me bills are right up and coming, please. What can I do for you, stranger?
We will now dispense with formalities. Put all the money in a bag and pass it to me, if you will.
What? A stick-up. And I'm the only one in the bank.
As I had planned. Quickly. Time is precious. I'll count to five before this gun starts counting for me. One. Two.
Nothing I can do, I guess.
Three.
Bad blamed outrage.
Four.
Here it is.
Five.
All the money we got.
Your cooperation is appreciated. Here is something so you'll remember me.
The Poet.
But so you will not remember me too well, here is something else.
No. No, you can't do that, Poet.
Ah, with death comes forgetfulness. Quick, Lance, we ride.
You did it all right.
Yeah, but not as much as I'd hoped for. And I left it one of my best poems, too. Up!
What's up, Sheriff? Heard them shots, didn't you?
Yeah.
And them two armies riding off?
Yeah. Yeah. You reckon they got the bank?
Who done the shooting, but come on, we'll find out.
Yeah, ain't nobody here, Sheriff. Unless there...
Someone's here, all right. It's Rance Miller, murdered. And the money's gone.
Well, what's that there paper in Rance's hand?
Why, it's a poem of some kind. Life leads, alas, but to the grave. How well, poor fool, you know it. You gave me gold, I gave you death. 'Twas ever thus, the poet, he's finally hit Meadville.
This here Cisco Kid you were telling me about, Hattie, you reckon it's going to be safe to have him around the ranch?
Oh, shucks, Curly. Cisco and me are good friends. Mm. Why, before Dan McCall up and died on me, Cisco and Pancho used to stop here at the ranch regular. Oh, Dan thought a heap of them, too, he did.
Yeah. Hey, you cooking something special, Hattie?
I sure am, Curly. When I got the message that Cisco and Pancho were coming here for a spell, I figured I'd just fix up a mess of frijoles and tortillas and such like. I sure love to see that Pancho eat. Hey, who's that riding this way?
Yeah, the whole passel of men riding up. Looks like a posse.
You're born. Here's the sheriff leading them. Now, Sheriff, calm down. Who and what are you talking about?
Two hombres didn't rob the bank, Meadville.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
The Poet and his sidekick, that's who.
Acting like you're scared or something, Sheriff.
No, I ain't a scared of man or beast, but this here Poet...
I heard about this Poet. I'd like to meet up with him, I would. wouldn't we, Curly?
Well, ma'am, I ain't got no hankering to meet up with him.
Miss McCall, everybody in these parts knows you keep a lot of cash in the house here. Now, why don't you be sensible and put it in a safe place, in the bank?
Doctor said the bank had been robbed.
Well, sure. That's why we're chasing these hombres.
Well, then, looks like it's a mighty good thing I keep my money where I do, right in that safe, a Dan for.
Just to warn you, that's all. Come on, men. We've got to find them up, all.
Yeah, Pancho, come on in.
Why we got to go into war, the Cisco?
We are going to visit Senora McCall, are we not?
Si.
Then we must pay that for a long ride. Come, amigo, come, come.
Hey, don't. This water very cold, Cisco. There, Pancho, old baby.
Pancho, you just put one foot in the water and splash a little with your hand. That is nowhere to do it.
You know for Pancho. Cisco. You splice the water, all
over. See, amigo. Now you can come in the creek. Someday, Pancho, I will teach you to swim.
Pancho not want to learn to swim.
Oh, why not, Pancho?
Pancho here say it's not good to swim until 1 hour after eating. Is this the truth, Cisco?
See, Pancho, this is true. It's very dangerous to swim until at least 1 hour after one has eaten.
That's the reason why Pancho not care about learning to swim. In 1 hour after eating, Pancho is hungry all over again.
Oh, Pancho. Well, come, we must be on our way.
We've not been to see Senora McCall for a long time, Cisco.
See, Pancho. That is why I sent the message by old Senor Luke when I found he was coming this way.
Cisco, Senora McCall fixed the good things to eat for Pancho.
Yeah, amigo. we will have the nice, quiet visit on the McCall Rancho. Uh-huh. Come, we get ready to ride.
Lance?
We're going to clear out of here now. That was a right good haul you made at the bank in Meadville today.
You forget, Lance. We've just moved into this territory. There are many more profitable places around here for our operations.
I don't know about that, poet. I ain't seen much in these parts that looks like easy money.
You're forgetting the McCall Ranch, my friend. There, it should be very profitable for us.
Yeah. How'd you find out about that widow woman keeping her money on the place?
I've asked you not to question me about where I get my information. It's sufficient that I have ways of finding out.
An education is sure a wonderful thing. Hey, poet, when are you going to try the McCall place?
Tonight, Lance, after we rested a while and I've composed a suitable sonnet.
Don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
I ain't had so much fun in a coon,
James. It's good, Senora Harry, that you can laugh and be gay. It's much better, Cisco thinks, not to grieve and mourn.
Well, Dan wouldn't want me to go around crying, Cisco. Why, I bet that old Rip Snorting Cayuse was kicking his heels and dancing a jig while we were singing.
Pancho, think Senora had agreed maybe just a little bit.
Yes, of course I do, Pancho. I ain't going around showing off about it. Come on, you. I'll bet you're hungry again.
How could anyone be hungry, Senora, after that great supper we had?
Cisco, what are you saying, Pancho?
Pancho has just tend to tell me to be quiet. I'm afraid, Senora. Pancho is hungry again.
Pancho not really hungry, Senora, but maybe he could eat just a little bit.
Why, sure, Pancho. I know just how you feel.
You see, Cisco? Senora, how do you not mind if Pancho get hungry?
But, amigo, it grows late and the sun rises early.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Cisco. Daybreak will be here before I can get my beauty sleep.
Pancho, I think Senora had needed beauty sleep.
Oh, now, ain't you real sweet?
Well, come, amigo. Mañana you will eat heartily.
Tell you what, Pancho.
Si, senor?
You boys going to bed down in the bunkhouse. Curly, now that he's foreman, he's got his own house. I'll fix you a little snack, and you can take it out to the bunkhouse with you.
Oh, will that not disturb the other hands who are sleeping there?
And they're all out on the range tonight. You and Pancho got the whole place to yourself. Yeah, Pancho. Take these tamales and enchiladas.
Oh, gracias, senor. The tamales. They're beautiful like your eyes, senor.
Aren't you?
Don't stop him, Cisco. I love it. Well, good night, you two. I'll see you in the la vista.
Senora, we will have to teach you Spanish. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, senora, Harry. Hasta mañana.
Oh, it sure does a body good, them two. Let's put out some lamps, close these windows. Out of the way, old Antica. You're too late to come to supper. Hey, what's the paper doing here on the table by the window? Yeah. I'll be doggone. Game is done. Cards are played. Now comes the time to count your loss. What good the plans that you have made. Soon all your gold will be but dross. I'll be double doggone. Poet, eh? Cards are all played, are they? Not in the coyote's eye, they're not. I'll get Curly and have him sneak off for the sheriff. We'll see what that poet hombre can make rhyme with posse.
Pancho, amigo, I've never seen you like this before.
Cisco, Senora Harry, she's so kind and so beautiful and such a good cook.
Sí, Cisco agrees, amigo, except for Senora Harry being beautiful.
To Pancho, she is. Cisco, would you do something for Pancho?
Oh, sí, Pancho, what?
Cisco, you take the paper and the pencil and write for Pancho, no?
Pancho wishes to write the love letter, eh?
Sí, Cisco. You make the writing like Pancho tells you.
Sí, huh? Sí, amigo. What will I write?
Let me see. Senora's eyes like the stars in the sky.
Sí.
Senora Gay Angeli.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is soft. Her lips are sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But best are her tamales.
Sí, Pancho. Is that all?
Sí, that's all.
Now we sign the name Pancho.
No, not the whole name, Cisco. Just the first. How do you say?
The initials?
Cisco, what you say? The big letter, the big one.
So, to Pancho's poem, we sign the big letter P. Now, amigo, what are we going to do with this?
Pancho, go and slip it in the kitchen so Senora Harry see it the first thing in the morning.
Senora Harry will be both surprised and pleased with this Pancho, but maybe more surprised than pleased.
I'll be very happy with Pancho when she see this. I put it on the... Santa, many horses coming.
There you are, Sheriff. Just open that window.
Stand where are you? One move, I'll shoot.
Mother me, what's happening?
Look for the other men. I'll get this one.
I got him.
Good work, Curly.
Look here, Sheriff. A poem.
Why, thunder, you're right. And it's signed with a big initial P.
Yeah, what is all the trouble, Senor Curly?
Chico, something went wrong.
I'll say something went wrong. For you two hombres.
Boy, senor, I do not understand.
I warned Hattie about you two, but she didn't believe me.
She'll believe you now, Curly. Men, we finally got the port. I'm arresting the Cisco Kid and Pancho for robbing the Meadville Bank and for the murder of Ranch Miller.
In just a moment, we'll continue with the exciting story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid. With Pancho and Cisco, the innocent victims of fateful circumstance, about to be taken to jail by a sheriff's posse, the desperate outlaw known as the Poet is still at large, waiting to complete the crime about which he has already warned Hattie McCall with the poem he left for her. As we return to our story, Cisco and Pancho are being held by the sheriff and Curly.
I'm taking you two to jail for robbery and murder.
You will not take us to jail for something we did not do.
That's done it, all right. If you could not prove it.
You're making out like you're...
We friends, Señor, we not do nothing wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. What is the tarnation, confound, ladies, is going on? on down there. Can't a decent woman get her beauty sleep?
We got her, Miss McCall. The poet, just as he was sneaking into a window.
Yeah, got him with the goods, too. Found the poem right in his hands.
Good. Keep him for me. I want to handle that hombre myself.
Come, Pancho, quickly.
Bring that beauty, Cisco. Right.
Do not ask questions. Come.
Out of my way.
No, Stephen! Hey, I thought you had him, Curly. I thought you had him, Sheriff.
We can't let him get away. I wish it wasn't so dead blame dark. Come on, man. Let's get him.
I thought you had him.
Oh, we did, Hattie. But they escaped.
Fine posse. How come they got away?
Well, Sheriff thought I had him, and I thought the Sheriff had him. I warned you, ma'am, about them two hombres, Cisco and Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho?
Yeah.
What they got to do with it?
Well, they're the ones, Hattie. The poet and his partner.
What? I don't believe a word you're saying, Curly. You're plumb loco.
No, I ain't neither. Caught that Pancho right at the kitchen window. Cisco was coming up right behind him.
Well, I'll be horned, swaddled, and roped for a lop-eared heifer. Come on, Curly. We're riding, too.
Way, Pancho, vamanos! Yeah. You want circle and throw the posse off.
Easy, sir. We hurry.
Yeah.
But die.
Oh, look. Why did he run away, Cisco? We not do nothing.
This time, Pancho, it was better to run away.
Pancho not understand. We not do nothing, I tell you.
No, amigo. But now we are going to do something. There will be trouble at Senora McCall's house tonight.
See, Cisco, there have already been troubles, Pancho thinks.
Si, Pancho. But there will be more trouble, much trouble.
How do you know all this, Cisco?
That posse did not come to capture us, amigo. They came to get the poet.
They almost get me, too.
Not you, amigo.
No?
Another poet. This one, a very dangerous bandido.
Oh, so someone else a poet, too. Pancho not know this.
Come, we'll ride back to Senora Harris.
Uh-huh.
We'll watch carefully and see what happens.
Everything is plain into our hands, poet.
You are right, friend lads. Someone has very considerately paved the way so that our work will be easier.
You reckon that posse will come back here?
Guilty? Of course not. They'll catch those others, take them to jail, and probably hang them.
I'm glad it's them and ain't us. You want me to watch outside?
No precautions of that nature will be necessary tonight. You'll come with me. I'll need your help with the safe.
How you plan to crack it, poet?
Dynamite, if necessary. Fire. Here we are.
We're going to need some light, poet.
Yes, Lance. Find a small lamp. Bring it to the safe.
Huh? Where's that, poet?
Stupid, incompetent. Right over by the door into the dining room.
Well, I didn't know.
If brains were gold, you would assay about a nickel's worth.
Here's the lamp, poet.
Well, light it.
Sure, poet. Are you worried about something, poet?
Why should I be worried about anything?
I don't know, but you seem mighty fidgety.
Nerves, Lance. Temperament. All great artists are tense and excited before a performance.
Oh.
Now you're ready.
You reckon you can open it?
Ah, Lance, it's pitting its will against mine. It foils me, but not for long. For where this cold, inanimate steel resists dumbly, I have a brain.
Yeah. You're sure brainy, all right, poet. Them things you write.
Good God, say, Lance. Would that they might be appreciated by a larger audience. But with elephant, Lance, come. The dynamite. We'll tie one stick to this lower hinge and light the fuse.
Pancho,
huh?
They're getting ready to blow open the safe.
Si, Cisco. One of them lighting a match.
We must stop them. Quickly, Pancho.
Through this window here.
Momento, you all right? This is the one they call the poet?
Cisco, the fuse burning.
Put out that lamp, Lance. Yes, I am the poet. Do you wish something? A verse, perhaps?
We wish nothing, Senor Poet, but this...
I want to fight them. Where I'm glad I ain't got brains.
Hey, Pancho thinks you got less brains in a minute.
As Shakespeare says, an end to this.
Francisco, Cisco,
this will do some fun.
Your aim is bad, hombre.
Cisco, the dynamite! The fuse is getting closer.
We will get it, but first...
An end! A glorious end!
That hombre loco, Pancho, thing.
Dynamite! We're going to all get blown up!
Sure, give us the slip, all right, Ms. McCall.
Yep, Sheriff. Them two hombres sure have me fooled. I think I trusted them, too.
Don't ever say I didn't warn you, Hattie.
Oh, shut up, Curly. Don't go rubbing salt in a fresh wound.
Yeah, guess we might as well disband and go home. Them two are miles away by this time. Not figuring to come back.
Or else they're back right now robbing us eight.
It's them two yellow bellied. Curly.
Ma'am?
Somehow I just can't get it through my thick noodle. Cisco and Pancho being the poet.
It's them, all right, Miss McCall. Found the evidence right on that one they call Pancho.
He had a poem, eh? Well, what become of it? You got it, Sheriff?
Oh, my. I saw it, though.
I seen it, too.
Well, where is it?
I guess in all the confusion going on there, he put it in his pocket.
Fine, gosh dang bunch of brains we got around
here. What's that?
Well, sounds like it come from the house.
It sure did. That's the safe. Come on, men. We got him now.
There. Looky here, Hattie. There's pine trees.
No branches blown clean off me.
Now, then, that's mighty funny.
Funny? We go in there and we go in shooting. Come on.
Senor Henry, there's been a great mistake.
Yeah, and I made it, Cisco. Being nice to a couple of hombres I trusted.
Get your hands up, you.
Yeah, Cisco. I guess you wrote your last poem.
But you do not understand. We are not the poet.
No, Senora Hattie. We not the poet. We not the real poet.
Well, if you ain't, where is he?
Right inside here, Senora.
We got him. We got him all tied up.
Let's see about this.
Yeah.
How are you going to prove this one's the poet?
Very simple, Senor Sheriff. Poet.
Yes, my captives, you wish something of your prisoner?
Si, hombre. There is here an audience for you. Probably the largest one, and indeed the last one you will have.
Very well, I will perform. I will tell of your doom in rhyme. A verse perhaps to fit the mood of this gathering, eh?
All right, hombre. Let us hear it.
To you, my captives, would I speak in lines both sure and certain. For you, a sweet revenge I'll seek with death, the final curtain.
Your Hattie, does that prove that here's the poet?
That'll be a hammered down, sawed off, pigeon toed gopher.
Well, Senora Hattie, your hospitality has been most kind. But now I think Pancho and I will be on our way.
Oh, Cisco. I hate to see you two hombres going. I sure do.
Oh, after this most delicious breakfast, Senora, we will leave with a warm remembrance of you.
Sure, sorry I misjudged you, Pancho.
That is understandable, Senora.
But tell me, Cisco, what in Tunket happened to my favorite pine tree?
That is most regrettable, Senora, but it could not be helped.
No, Senora. Cisco take the dynamite from where it was, blowing up the safe in his bare hands, too. It almost go boom. But Cisco throw it out the window just in time.
Cisco, you're a wonder.
I am only glad I could help, Senora. Well, come, Pancho, we must work.
Well, I'll just carry these dishes to the sink. Hey, what's this under my plate?
Hey, Cisco. She finds it.
Another poem. Well... Senora's eyes like stars in sky. Senora's gay and jolly. Her hair is soft. Mm-hmm. Her lips are sweet, but best are her tamale. Now, ain't that real sweet? You make this up, Pancho.
You see, I do.
Senora Hattie, you see, Pancho is a poet, too.
Oh, but Pancho's a real good poet, ain't you, Pancho?
Do you like what the Pancho make up, Senora?
Do I like it? Come here, you old grizzly. There.
Oh, Senor. And Cisco, this kiss business is not so bad, huh? Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, do you think Pancho ever be a very great poet?
Well, amigo, perhaps if you work very hard at it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, huh?
Being a poet, like anything else, means a lot of hard work.
Hard work? Oh, then that's a good. Oh,
to be anything, a poet, a miner, a ranchero, one must learn step by step.
Step by step?
Si, amigo, one must start at the bottom.
Pancho, you got to think about this.
Mm.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Senora Hattie. Pancho very fond of her. You see her kiss, Pancho?
Si, amigo. Senora Hattie is very fond of Pancho.
Maybe Cisco for Senora Hattie. Pancho could learn to like the water, huh?
Well, that is good, amigo. Cisco would teach you to swim.
Is Hattie knowing how to swim?
Well, Pancho is like learning anything else. One must start at the bottom.
Pancho think he better not learn to swim.
Why not, amigo?
Pancho learn to swim by starting at the bottom. Madre mia, Pancho drown.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Diablo.
Diablo.